afternoon, members of the committee. My name is Russell Banning. I serve as president of Texas Farm Bureau. I'm here to testify in support of Senate Bill 421 on behalf of Texas Farm Bureau and myself. First off, we understand the need for eminent domain, but we just want a fair process and just compensation guaranteed by the Constitution. Negotiating a deal with a company that has eminent domain isn't a willing buyer, willing seller transaction. Every deal negotiated with the knowledge that the landowner cannot walk away. There's no such thing as a voluntary transaction when the company has the power to condemn your property. Then the landowner has to weigh whether or not it's worth their time and money to hire the professionals that can help them get that fair deal. If the landowner ends up in court, the Constitution does not allow them to recoup those costs as part of their just compensation. This is why current law requires a company with eminent domain to make a bona fide offer to voluntarily acquire property from the landowner. But the statute doesn't actually ensure the landowner gets a good faith bona fide offer. That's what Senate Bill 421 attempts to fix. First, the law should require standard easement terms. Representative Burns laid those out very well. Easement terms are often held as leverage over the landowners under current law. If they take me to court, I don't have the right to retain anything that I negotiated before going to court. Second, these private companies should meet with landowners before they begin acquiring property. Landowners should have the opportunity to understand the project, what they are being offered, and their rights. Getting this information may actually decrease the need for attorneys. And lastly, landowners need more information to understand whether or not they're being made a fair initial offer. Current law only has one requirement, that the initial offer be in writing. At the beginning of session, we proposed penalties to deter these lowball offers. But to address the concerns of the condemnors about penalties being based on special commissioner awards, we sacrificed those penalties in return to receive evidence-based offers. We aren't certain this will actually fix the problem, but we do feel it's an improvement over current law. We do want to stress to the committee that we've spent countless hours negotiating in good faith with the stakeholders. We've made many concessions trying to reach a compromise, and we are committed to keep working to get a bill that works for landowners and the industry. Many of those concessions have been to address the concern of adding time or cost to projects. The meetings requirement adds 10 days, only if they wait until after the initial offers to have that meeting. And a market study shouldn't be much of an expense as compared to their other costs. And we actually should be saving companies time with the standard easement terms. It will eliminate some of the back and forth that currently takes place. In closing, I'd like to say from the perspective of our members, any additional time and cost that results from this bill is to ensure that the eminent domain power granted by the state to these private companies is used in a responsible manner. Again, thank you for your attention to this important matter. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Thank you, members. Any questions?